Jennifer Howell, thank you for talking with us today.
All right. Thank you so much.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention recently reported that cases of STDs are on the rise nationally. What's going on here in Washoe County?
Well, Nevada has been designated as being number one in primary and secondary syphilis, and we've had that same increase in Washoe County. Since August of 2013, we've been experiencing an outbreak level of infectious syphilis. We've had increases in chlamydia and gonorrhea. Gonorrhea has been a more dramatic increase since 2010 when we had a drop, but chlamydia has always increased about 5 to 10% each year in Washoe County.
Does the health department know why there's been this dramatic rise in STDs and what demographic is most affected here in this region?
Nationally and here, we see that most cases of STDs occur in people under the age of 25. And there's a lot of reasons around that. There can be multiple partners, new partners, not being tested, not being comfortable with access to healthcare services and coming in and getting tested, substance use issues, and then the rise of the use of social media apps to meet people. A lot of times those meetings are with somebody that you don't have full information about. And that's the case also, meeting somebody not using social media. But we've seen more and more use of what we call hookup apps. People just aren't getting information on who they are having sex with and then getting infected with disease. And it's really hard to investigate those cases and provide disease intervention with treatment and testing when we don't have the information to find the case, the people that could be impacted.
As you're seeing this rise in this particular age group and their use of social media for hooking up, are they not using protection then?
In certain populations, they are. There's a huge impact substance use plays on this. Safer sex may not be as important of an option when people are having sex and using substances, and that seems to be reported more often. People aren't making as healthy of decisions when they're under the influence of alcohol and or drugs.
And it doesn't seem that syphilis is something that's talked much about these days. What exactly is it?
Syphilis hasn't been talked about. A lot of providers have said, hey, this is something that we don't necessarily have to worry about. We've been told it's had its heyday, and that's not the case at all. Syphilis was almost eliminated in our country, and then it came back, and especially among populations of men who have sex with men. And we're identifying the behavior of men who have sex with men, not necessarily men who identify as gay or bisexual. And the reason we do that is because there are a lot of men who have sex with men who identify as being heterosexual. And so we want to focus on the behaviors. So across the country, syphilis has increased in this population. And we've experienced that in Nevada. Las Vegas has had, they had an outbreak among this population in 2006 or 2007. And we now are experiencing that here in Washoe County.
And there's a stigma that's often associated with STDs. Does that make it challenging for people to get the treatments they need?
Absolutely. It makes it challenging to even get people to identify that they're at risk to test. We suggest that if people are sexually active, that they get tested annually. If they have more than one partner or their partner has more than one partner, then they need to test more often, maybe every 6 months. Along with that, being honest with a healthcare provider, whether it be the health department or their private provider, about what types of sexual activity they're engaging in and who they're engaging in it with. A lot of times people keep that very quiet. Providers make assumptions about what they think their patients are doing, and no one talks about it, so it goes unanswered and unaddressed.
Thank you for talking with us today.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity.